Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk to you today about preparation. And with preparation comes contingency plans. So I was at a concert in Red Rocks out in Colorado a couple years back, and I was seeing Peter Gabriel. And what was interesting was that it was a perfect day. There was nothing in the forecast about rain. And as soon as Peter Gabriel starts playing Red Rain, a lightning bolt comes out of the sky, and then we get a torrential downpour. Now, the problem I had was, and I was in, you know, just a short sleeve shirt and shorts, and so I got completely soaked. And I didn't have any other clothes with me, and you know, so I sat there drenched the entire time. And then I had to drive home close to 2 hours like that. And it was one of those things that you don't forget when you as you're shivering through the show, and it makes an impact in your enjoyment. You think to yourself, I don't want that to happen again. And what was interesting is one of the things Peter Gabriel said. He said, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. And to a certain extent, at least for Colorado, he's right. So the idea of being prepared for different types of situations, it makes a big difference in life. And that preparedness crosses over to a lot of different areas. One of them for me is public speaking also. So I do a lot of public speaking. And one of the things that I make sure that I do is that I'm prepared. I'm prepared for a contingency. At certain times, if you're using PowerPoint and slides, you have to know that at some point, your computer's going to crash, the bulb on the projector is going to die, something will go wrong. So again, you think about what would I do in that situation? And in that particular case, you print out the deck and you make sure that you can talk through every slide so that if something were to come up or something were to go down and not work, you're prepared and you can do something about it. So you're not standing there in front of the room wondering what to do next. Again, been there before, done that before, you learn. And the other thing that you realize is if you are prepared for a situation, there's less stress involved. And again, back to the presentation example. If I'm giving a presentation, I know I've practiced this thing 50 times in the mirror and I've got it down, I'm not going to be that nervous. But yet if I haven't practiced it at all, or if I've done very little preparation and it's a critical audience for me, well, then things will get nerve-wracking. So how do you deal with it? You just prepare. You have your contingency plans. You know exactly what you're going to do if something were to go wrong, and therefore you have less stress involved. So think about those things in life that have a high probability of going wrong. You're going out biking and you're going to go on a 30-mile bike ride. There's a relatively good probability that if you do that, you know, every day for a month, one of those days you're going to end up having a flat tire. So make sure you bring an extra tube and you have a way to inflate the tube. So it's all about contingency plans in life. Think about how prepared you are. Think about what you can do to ensure that you have a plan or a backup if something were to go wrong. And life goes much better that way. So it's a simple message today. Be prepared for anything that could potentially happen to you, or anything that has a good probability of happening at the very least. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, you can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where you can pull in the show. And if you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be kind enough to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about those things that you're doing and think about how prepared you actually are and see what you can do to have a backup plan, to have some insurance against something bad going wrong, and to be better prepared for anything you face.